Because the Word of God is inspired of God, because the Word of God is alive and powerful and sharp, because the Word of God, the Bible, is able to make you wise unto salvation, because the Bible, when in the heart, will keep you from sin, we're sharing with you these days the wisdom of God as revealed by God through Solomon, that wise man of old. From chapter 22 today, we share with you some of his 3,000 proverbs. In chapter 2 we read, "A good name is to be more desired than great riches. Favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and the poor have a common bond. The Lord is the maker of them all. The prudent sees the evil and hides himself, but the naive go on and are punished for it. The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. He who guards himself will be far from them. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower becomes the lender's slave. He who sows iniquity will reap vanity, and the rod of his fury will perish. He who is generous will be blessed, but he who gives some of his food, for he gives some of his food to the poor. Drive out the scoffer, and contention will go out. Even strife will dishonor, and dishonor will cease. He who loves purity of heart and whose speech is gracious, the king is his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, but he overthrows the words of the treacherous man. The sluggard says, 'There's a lion outside. I shall be slain in the streets.' The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. He who is cursed of the Lord will fall into it. Foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline will remove it far from him. He who oppresses the poor to make much for himself, or he gives to the rich, will only come to poverty. Incline your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply your mind to my knowledge, for it will be pleasant if you keep them within you, that they may be ready on your lips, so that your trust may be in the Lord. I have taught you today, even you. Have I not written to you excellent things of counsels and knowledge, to make you know the certainty of the words of truth, that you may correctly answer to him who sent you? Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate, for the Lord will plead their case and take the life of those who rob them. Do not associate with a man given to anger, or go with a hot-tempered man, lest you learn his ways and find a snare for yourself. Do not be among those who give pledges, among those who become sureties for debts. If you have nothing with which to pay, why should he take your bed from under you? Do not move the ancient boundary which your fathers have set. Do not see a man skilled, do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." May the Lord bless these thoughts as we find them today in Proverbs 22. I'd like in these closing moments just to share with you a few of these verses paraphrased. Again, from chapter 22, verse 1. "If you must choose, take a good name rather than great riches. For to be held in loving esteem is better than silver and gold. The rich and the poor are alike for the Lord who made them. A prudent man foresees the difficulties ahead and prepares for them. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. True humility and respect for the Lord lead a man to riches, honor, and long life. The rebel walks a thorny, treacherous road. The man who values his soul will stay away. And finally, teach a child to choose the right path, and when he is older, he will remain upon it." We can bank on God's promises. Amen.